Blog Talk Radio.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for longing with thee.
I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on.
He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm
coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life.
I'm going to worship.
Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship you. Worshipers are here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times.
My heart is long for this moment with thee.
One of you and the Mass List. Awesome name.
name of Jesus, we were listening to I Choose to Worship by Wes Morgan. How many of you out there today have decided and chosen to worship God? Well, if you have, let me tell you something. There is some blessing when you choose to worship God. When you choose to obey God, there are some blessings. And I want to read into your hearing on today as we begin to open up this segment of A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I'd like to just invite your attention for a few moments where we can just give you what the Lord has put on our hearts to open up with, just listening to that song saying, I choose to worship Him. Regardless of what you're going through, you need to know that the promises of blessing are to those that are obedient to the will of God. And Deuteronomy chapter 28, there is the first part of that chapter begin to tell you about the blessing, and the latter part tells you about the curses. But we want to choose the first portion, which is the portion of blessing. And it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. He was telling the children of Israel what he was going to do for them. And verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. We already know it. Fred Hammond sang a song, we're blessed in the city. I can't sing. But these are the blessings that God has promised us. He said, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket, and thy blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be thou. The Lord shall cause thine enemies, listen to this, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way. Ha! Stand on this today, people of God, and flee before these seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou sittest, thou settest, excuse me, thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee. Listen to this. The Lord shall establish thee, and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name, by the name, excuse me, of the Lord. And they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. and the Lord shall make thee the head. Listen to this, people, and not tail. This is where we begin to proclaim that I am the head and not the tail, right here in Deuteronomy, as he promised his people. He said, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And this last one, verse 14 says, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. So the Lord was telling the Israelites what he was going to do for them. And the Lord is telling us today, if we obey his commandments, if we submit to his will, not to man's will, if we are obedient to this word, God said, blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be when you come. Blessed will you be when you go. Amen, amen. We always quote, oh, I am the head and not the tail. I am above but not beneath. We can quote that real good. But I'm here to serve you notice today. If you are not in the will of God, if you are not obedient, hallelujah, you won't receive these blessings, but you will receive the latter clause when he begins to promise them curses of disobedience. Do you want to be blessed today, or do you want to be cursed? That's a question to you all out there today. We have 16 callers already on the line, and we thank God for his word. The Lord told me to open up with that scripture, because everybody ain't blessed. Everybody's not going to eat the good of the land. Everybody's not going to cross over into the promised land. Hallelujah. If you're disobedient, that's what's going to take you over. This latter clause is for you. I'm not going to read this latter clause, because I'm declaring and decreeing everybody on this line today is going to embrace the promises of God. Everybody on this line today is going to embrace, hallelujah, the spirit of obedience, where these blessings will come upon us. And not only upon us, but upon our children. For the Bible said the promise is unto you and unto your children. We don't want our children cursed, do we? Well, if we don't want our children cursed, then we have to walk in obedience. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. That's the only way you're going to eat the good of the land, if you walk in obedience. I don't care what folks say. I don't care what they think. I don't care what they feel like it looks like. It ain't over till God says it's over. It ain't over till God says it's over. Amen. So we're going right now. We have a wonderful speaker today and on tomorrow, and that's none other than Apostle Timothy Johnson of New Joy International Worship Center in Irwin, North Carolina. And before we go to him, we're going to, I don't know about you, but I feel this thing on today. Hallelujah. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field, blessed when I come, and blessed when I go. I'm standing on the promises of blessings today. Hallelujah, because guess what? I have decided to follow Jesus. And if I'm going to follow Jesus, then guess what? He has to be my Lord. He has to be my ruler. Hallelujah. He's the one that I've taken trust in from. But God also said to obey those that have the rule over you. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. I feel this thing today. Blessed in the city. Hallelujah. Are you blessed today? Amen, amen. I'm going to nail the gates. Let him open up with a word of prayer. And the next voice you're going to hear will be our speaker of the hour. And that's none other than Apostle Timothy Johnson, after the man of God come and offer to the Lord a word of prayer. God bless you, Elder Gates. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you before Elder Gates come, serving God will pay off. Payday is coming after a while. I'll tell you, all the seeds that you've sown, hallelujah, guess what? Any seed that you sow from here on out, the Lord is telling you to put a demand on that seed. Every seed that you sow from February the 21st throughout the rest of the year, I want you to put a demand on it. Hey, that's what the Lord told me about 2 weeks ago. He said, Adrian, every seed that you sow this year, I want you to put a demand on it. Hallelujah. When you sow it, demand, hallelujah, that seed will reproduce, that seed will produce, that seed will multiply upon the land. Hey, glory to God. So I'm telling you, people of God, put a demand on your seed this year. Don't just sow it and just put it in an envelope and that's it. Seal it in the name of Jesus. Every offering I give, I put in the name of Jesus. On my checks, I put in the name of Jesus. On my offering envelope, I put in the name of Jesus. I'm sealing it. I'm sealing it with the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Elder Gates, there you are, the most high.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, Lord, I bless you today, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm putting the man on the seat today. Hey, glory to God. Go ahead, Elder Gates. I am the most high. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am the most high.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. My soul loves Jesus. My soul.
Oh, glory.
Loves Jesus. My soul.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Loves Jesus.
Ooh,
bless his name.
I bless you, Lord. I bless you.
My soul. Love Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
My soul. Love Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My soul. Love Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Bless his name.
Oh, glory.
He's a wonder. Thank you, God.
Yes,
He's a wonder in my soul.
Oh, glory to God.
He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name.
I bless you today, God.
He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name, my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Loves Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
My soul.
I'm going to open up these lines when y'all
love Jesus.
Speaker, come on, my soul.
Love Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Bless his name.
I'm blessed.
My soul loves Jesus.
yes, Lord.
My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. Our Father and our God, we bless you today. We magnify you. We give you glory, God. Yes, Lord. We bow down before you. It is our pleasure to give you praise. It is our pleasure, God, to worship you. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for another opportunity, God, for one more time. Yes, Lord, that your people can gather around your throne and, God, be fed of you. Thank you, God, for your word today. Thank you, God, for the manservant that shall, God, break the bread of life. We pray, God, for the anointing of God in the name of Jesus to crown his head like a jewel in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that the anointing of God will flow through his mouth in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for revelation knowledge. We pray, oh, God, hallelujah, God, that you would cleanse our mind so that we can receive your word. Cleanse our heart so that we can receive your word. God, wash away from us the debris of life that is set in so that, God, we cannot be distracted even by, yes, Lord, what the enemy has planned for us. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, that as the word is sown, yes, Lord, it is being sown into good ground. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. We bind up the works and the force of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind up, God, every distraction, every evil spirit, God, everything that would seek to hinder, yes, Lord, in the atmosphere, God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Have your divine way. Throw your weight around and prove yourself to be God. Yes, Lord. Once again, God, hallelujah, God, let the word of God fall from the bliss of from the lips of this man of God, so that, God, your people might be edified and so that you might be glorified. For in the entrance of your word, there is light and life. Yes, Lord, and we, God, we seek life today. God, we seek blessing today. God, we seek favor today. We seek the joy that comes from you. Hallelujah, God. We seek a river, yes, Lord, hallelujah, whereby the city of God might be made glad. Thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your word and for your goodness and for your power. Now, God, as we look upon the scriptures, yes, Lord, let the word come alive. Let the word be active. Yes, Lord, let it come in, Lord. Let it do what it is designed to do. Let it come forth like a two-edged sword. Yes, Lord. Divide asunder, God, the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and let it discern the thoughts and the intents of our heart so that, God, yes, Lord, your people, God, can be fashioned after that pure bride, yes, Lord, that you are waiting and anticipating on in the name of Jesus, God. Let your word, God, be made alive today. Let your word, God, go from the pages, God, and be made flesh. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, and we pray, God, for the man of God as he speaks, yes, Lord, hallelujah, God, give him the anointing that makes preaching easy, yes, God, give us ears, God, that makes hearing easy, in the name of Jesus, God, we, God, give us the ears of the Spirit so that we might hear what the Spirit says unto the church on today, in Jesus' name, God, we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, God, let everything in the atmosphere settle down, God, at the voice and at the sound of your voice and your word in the name of Jesus. God, we call everything into submission. We call everything, yes, Lord, hallelujah, into subjection because, God, you're about to open your mouth. And, God, we sit ready to hear from you. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, God. We sit ready to hear from you, God, so that at the dispatch of your word, God, angels, yes, Lord, are being made to flutter and fly and see to the needs and the ministry of the heirs of salvation, even on today. God, and we bless you, God, for the word that shall be declared and shall come forth. We thank you, God, for the word. However it shall come, hallelujah, God, just let us understand, just let us hear, just let us know, let us receive and let us obey that we might bring you forth fruit in our season. In Jesus' name and for your sake, we praise and we pray, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen and amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Amen. All right, Apostle Timothy Johnson. Amen. We're honored to have this man of God that has made the sacrifice to come and minister to us today on the Acts of the Apostles. We are in chapter 20 on today, and he will be speaking again into our hearing on tomorrow. Let me get this out the way before we get into the Word, because many of you all drop off after the message has been preached. And I know you have things that you have to do. We're looking at about 22 callers on the line right now, and I want to invite you to a radio broadcast out of Connecticut that I will be featured on tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, at 12:30 Eastern Time, and that is at WDJZ Radio, 15:30 a.m. And so I will be interviewed. It's only a 30-minute segment, but I will be the speaker for that hour, and also he'll do a little brief interview. So the call-in number for that studio number is area code 203-367-4395. Once again, that's 203-367-4395. And if you need any other information, you can contact me. Also, I want you all to know, too, let me just get this out the way while we have the callers on and you all haven't dropped off. On Monday, we're going to take a pause from the Acts of the Apostle, and we'll have our life coach with us, Sister Deborah Ballard, and she'll be teaching on Choose Me. So she's going to be teaching more in the natural realm, and then she's going to connect that with the spiritual realm. Amen. And also for the next 9 days, which will be maybe about 2 weeks, I'm going to be on vacation. So I'm trying to line up everything. I need a breather. I need a break. So I want you all to be praying for me. And I'm going to be calling some of you all to host some of these segments while I'm away. Now, that don't say that I won't tune in, but I just need to get away for a minute. So I want you all to know that and just keep us in prayer. So the program will certainly be airing at 1 o'clock at our normal time. Amen. So just keep us in prayer, and we'll be calling some of you all to help us out while I'm on this two-week vacation. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you. We thank God for this young man of God that's coming to us this evening and also tomorrow. We're still talking about the Acts of the Apostle. God bless you, Apostle Johnson.
Amen. Grace and peace to all. We do honor God and give honor to where honor is due, which is this great woman of God that has allowed me to be on this broadcast on today. We give honor to Evangelist Bernard. We give honor to all the ecclesia, everyone in respective places, and just everybody in the kingdom of God, because everybody is somebody in the kingdom of God. Amen. Truly, we just honor God. We're not going to delay the time. We're going to go into the Word of God. Let us go to God in a word of prayer. Most gracious and kind Father, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for who you are. God, because of who you are, we give you the glory, we give you the honor and the praise that belongs to you. Father, we ask you to allow me to decrease. Father, allow you to increase. Allow your anointing, God, to stand boldly in my life. Father, I just thank you because you're an awesome and great God. Father, I ask you to allow him to decrease, God, and you increase. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer. Father, let this be a word that people can hide in their heart that they might not sin against thee. Father, draw us closer together in this hour, and we thank you and we bless you. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And amen. Vendor Bernard, I wanted to see if my administrator, Minister Mims, if she could read for me on today, if that would be a problem.
No, sir. She certainly can, and her mic is open. God bless you, Minister Mims.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
We're going to look at Acts chapter 20. We're going to look at verses 6 through 11. And then we're also going to, for your reading on today, we're going to go over to Acts 20, 34, and 35. Again, that's Acts 20, verse 6 through 12. And then we're going to flip over, and we're going to go over to the 34th and the 35th verse. Read.
My But we sailed from Philippi after the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and 5 days later joined the others at Troas, where we stayed 7 days. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in the window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms around him. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." He then went upstairs and broke bread and peace. After talking until daylight, he left. Verse 34. "You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions." In 35, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" And that concludes the reading of the word.
Amen. Using for a subject on today, can we break bread together? Using for a subtopic, when distractions come, how do you respond? As we see, looking at Acts chapter 20, we see an array of different things going on. It says in verse 7, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together, they broke bread. Paul preached to them, ready to depart with the marrow and to continue his speech until midnight." We're understanding that we are trying to break bread together in the kingdom of God. We come together to share with one another, to build each other. And we do prayer lines. We do talk radio. We do broadcasts. We do television broadcasts. And we do our normal church activity. We have Bible study. We have services that we put on to where we fellowship with different congregations of believers. But what we've seen is that sometimes it's hard to break bread with people because there's a lot of distractions that get in the way. When we look at the word distraction, it is a diversion. It's something that is caused to get you off track and out the way. When the word broke is meaning to be torn apart or to be destroyed. Together means to stick together on all angles. We understand here that Paul was gathering the people together to preach the word of God, to teach them, to build them. But the problem was there was always somebody that wanted to be a distraction. I don't know about you today, but every time we're trying to do something for the glory of God, there's distractions. There's people that try to get us off track, to cause us not to stay focused on where we are. And it says that and the first day of every week, when the disciples came together, they broke bread. Paul preached to them, ready to depart in marrow, and continue to speak unto them until midnight. You know, there's a thing to where the old saints used to have, they used to have tarry service, and they used to tarry and pray and call out on the name of Jesus until they got what they wanted from the Lord. Here today, when we go to church, you got people that look at the clock and see how much time it is, or how long we've been in church, or how long the preacher's preached, or how long they're going to sing that song, or how long they're going to lay on hands and worship and praise the Lord. But when are we going to get to the point to where we just relax in God? It said that Paul was preaching to them, and he continued to speak unto them until midnight. To midnight came. That means that he had preached. Say we go to service, most of us, at 7 p.m. or 7:30 nightly. That service lasted to midnight. You can't get a person in service today from 7:30 to midnight because they feel like we've been in too long. The seasons ain't to stay because they enjoy God. But some folks say, "We've been in too long. That's too long. I got to go home on today. I can't stand all of this. Can't take it." But I have you to know it takes it in this hour. He says, "And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they gathered together." The light was not just the natural light, but it was the light from the glory of God, because where the presence of God is, there is a light, there is a glow, there is a change, there is a building. Can we
break bread together. There's a question that God is asking us today, because there's too much bickering and fighting going on in the church. There's too much not coming together on one accord and focusing in on the things of God. But when we break bread together, we share with one another. We build each other. It's time for us to build each other up in the kingdom of God on today. It's time for us to grow one another in the kingdom of God today. The problem is that we have too many people that are attacking one another. We've got to get out of the attack mode, and we've got to let God come in and do what he does best, and that's to serve as our Father, our Jehovah Jireh God, our provider. And in the chamber, they gathered together. They gathered together for a focus, and that was to continue to hear what Paul was preaching and to understand what God was saying during this time. And there sat in a window a certain young man. He sat there now and began to fall into a deep sleep. How many of you know that every time that the word of God is coming forward, there is a distraction that tries to come? Some people, they can go all day long without wanting to God, wanting to take a nap or anything else. But when they get in the house of the God, the enemy tries to do his job to put them to sleep. Why? Because this is the time that they come to light when they're able to hear the word of God being talked to them. But this young man sat there, and he must have sat there and said, church is just too long for me. I'm tired tonight. Let me fall asleep. I'm paraphrasing here. And it says, as Paul was long preaching, he sucked down and sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. Now, understand something. This came as a distraction to the people of God. There are so many things that are coming as distractions to the people of God today. Anything that can get in your way, that can block you from getting what you need from God. There are so many things that are happening when we're walking with God to where people are trying to separate and take us away from that place in God that we are. The enemy comes to try to break down, to tear apart. I said break means to be torn apart. The enemy is trying to tear us apart within this hour, but we've got to stand. We can't let no distractions come. It said this man fell. Paul could have said, wait a minute, let me stop everything that is going on. But he knew if the glory of God was there and the anointing of God was there, then change would come. A distraction. A distraction is used as a diversion. Some of us got distractions going in our lives to where the enemy is trying to take us off course with what God has set out for us to do. Whatever God has told you, you need to do it with the power of God and by his Holy Spirit. You need to do it and know that God has called you to do it within this hour. Don't let the problems in your life, don't let the situations in your life or the people that's fighting you become a distraction to you. Hold fast to the things of God from which God has set for you. There is a blessing and there is a miracle in store. But watch here. Let's see what the scripture is saying. It says, and Paul went down and fell on him and embraced him and said, trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. There was a distraction. So because that distraction came to get everybody's eyes off what the master was saying through Paul. See, there's distractions that are coming to try to get people to take their eyes off of your ministry, to take your eyes off of what God is doing through you. But don't let anything that a person is doing to distract what God is trying to do through you. Distractions will ponder you. Distractions will have you in a holding zone when God is trying to release every miracle that he wants to release for your life. God is saying, are you ready for the release today? But you got to let the distractions get out of the way. You got to know and understand that it's for God I live and for God I die. I trust him and I believe him. No matter what man has to say, I'm going on in God. Why? Because he's my Alpha Father. He's everything to me. But Paul told him, he said, listen. He says, he went down and fell on him and embraced him. And he said, trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. He ensured them that everything was all right. When he, therefore, was come up again, and he broke bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till the break of day, so he departed. So even after the distraction, Paul still knew that he had to minister. A lot of us got distractions all around us, but we got to minister. We have to continue to do the things that God has set out for us in our lives. Amen? We have to understand that distractions come to try to cause us to give up, to throw in the towel. But you've got to understand, let the diversion be as it may. But you've got to take hold of these diversions sometimes. You've got to let them know that you have no control over my life. You have no control over my destiny. I said today, we're saying, when distractions come, how do you respond? God is saying, just like Paul did, you got to keep a praise. Paul went right to him and said, there is yet life in him. I know to you it appears that he's dead because of where he fell from. He should be dead, but because of the grace of God, he's still here. God said, don't let the distractions take you away. Don't let the distractions take you away from your blessing, from your miracle, because your miracle is here. But people come to set these distractions, these traps, these ploys, to try to get you off course. But the question was, and our topic today was, can we break bread together? Ask yourself, can I sit down and break bread with my brethren? Can I sit down and see somebody that's for me and not against me? See, we got this thing all messed up in the kingdom of God. Instead of being for one another, we're coming against one another. But we got to fix this thing. We got to get back on one accord. We got to get back to building each other up. We got to get back to talking to one another and letting people know that enough is enough. That we're not taking no more junk from the enemy. That we're not going to be divided in the kingdom of God. That the distractions have came, but they came only for a moment. After the distractions came and this man fell, Paul went right back down and embraced him and said, there's life here. You've got to begin to open up your mouth, and you've got to speak life over dead situations. You've got to open your mouth and speak life over people that are condemning and talking to you, saying, God, fix this. God, there's some problems within them, God, but I'm not going to drop them. I'm going to hold them up. I'm going to lift them up in prayer. We're not interceding for our enemies no more. We're not praying for our enemies the way the Bible tells us to do. People that don't want to see us succeed in ministry. God is saying, what are you doing today, my people? Why are you being so easily distracted? How is Satan getting you on a course to where you just fall off because you don't believe about how things should be? Can we break bread together? Can I sit down and talk to you? Can I suffer with you on today? Can I come in and trust you with a word? The Bible says that Paul came down after he embraced him and said, there's life here. He said, wait a minute. I was distracted from doing my job. But now that I'm here, we're going to break the bread right here on ground level. We're going to break bread, and I'm going to continue to do what God sent me here to do. Because I can't leave here, and we can't sell out. Because it said after this happened in verse 13, it talks about they sailed out and they moved to another place. But Paul knew he couldn't go nowhere until God told him to. This word is for some leaders today. You can't go nowhere until God tells you to go somewhere. You got to continue to stand on his word. You can't let the distractions that's trying to make you give up, make you throw in the towel. You've got to hold fast to God's word. A promise is a promise, said the Lord. You got to hold fast to what God has set you out to do, because these things have been set for your life. You got to understand that God is more than a conqueror within you. He's bringing you to a new place. When Paul went down, he fell unto him. He embraced him. He troubled not himself in his life. It is in him. When he therefore was come up again, he had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even to the break of day, so he departed. He had to talk until the Lord released him. Some of you are giving up on tasks and jobs that God has given you that you're not supposed to give up on, that you're not supposed to throw the towel in on, but you're throwing the towel in. And God said, stop throwing the towel in. God said, hold fast. That you've been knocked down like a heavyweight fighter. But when a fighter is knocked down, that the referee starts his count. He says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. On that 8 count, they're looking for the man to stand up. If he's almost not standing on his feet at the 8 count, they almost get ready to throw it in and call it a TKO. I want you to know today you can knock down, but you're standing back up. You've got to stand up, people of God. You've got to trust God in this hour. You've got to know that every distraction that came, it only came to hold you in a zone for a moment. We've been made endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Understand that your joy season is here. Understand that God wants to come alive inside of you. He wants to allow every vision that he's given you to come forth. But he said, don't be distracted. There's too many distractions going on in the kingdom of God on today. Don't be distracted. He wants to know today, can I break bread with you? Can I sit here and sup with you and invest in you more? I've already given a lot into you, but I'm wondering, can I give you more? I'm wondering, can I pour into you more? I'm wondering, do you want what it is from God? My question today is, do you want it like you say you want it? He says, and they brought the young men alive and were not a little confronted. Why? Because of the fact they knew that there's certain things that can't happen when the power of God is present. There's certain things that people can't do to you when the power of God is present. That's why the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, because people are always on the attack. The enemy is always assigning his gifts to try to come against your life. But I want you to know today, don't be distracted by what the imps are trying to do. Don't be distracted by what people are trying to bring and put at you. But understand that you're going to go on, that you're going to make it. The question is, can we break bread together? We got to ask ourselves, as saints of God, can we break bread together? Now, there are some people that you can't fellowship with because they don't want to celebrate what God is doing in your life. Some people you have to cut off because they always want to hold you in a box. They want to hold you in a zone to where you're always little Sally Sue. You're always little John that they seen years and years ago. But they've got to embrace the fact that God has grown you up in this hour, that God has brought you to a new and safe place, that you are at a place now to where God is about to do something greater for your life. When distractions come, how will you respond? Will you respond like people of the world, or will you respond like people of God? When gas prices are climbing daily, will you respond like people of the world and say, I'm not going to be able to afford it. I don't know how I'm going to get from point A to point B if gas keeps rising. Or will you say, the same God that I served yesterday, today, and forevermore will provide and supply my needs according to his riches and glory? The question today is, how do you trust him? I've been daring the people. I've been daring every message that I preach. I ask the people at the end, do you dare to trust God? There is a risk that you take. The question is today, will you dare to trust God? When all distractions come, when distractions come in your life to beat you up, to weigh you down, will you trust God? Will you use the power of the Holy Ghost? Will you use the anointing that you have on the inside to fight and war off the enemy? See, we got this thing all jacked up. We want to talk to somebody about our problems. But God said, when are we going to go in warfare? When are we going to use the power of his Holy Spirit? When are we going to? Some of us are walking around and we're not equipped for this battle. You got to start to get equipped for this battle. You got to start knowing who God is in your life. God is saying today, can I break bread with you? Can I sup with you a little while? Can I get you past this place to where you just feel tired? You want to throw in the towel? He said, then, and we went before to the ship, and they sailed away. Understand that there's some places that God will transition you from one place to another. There are some things that God has set you up, purposely set you up for. God has strategically set your life up. He's going to do something great and mighty in your life. Why? Because the distractions were a part of the process. But he's trying to see if during the distraction, are you going to stay focused, or are you going to have to, God, pick me up today. I have something major going on in my life right now. I got a call about 2:45 this afternoon, and it was telling me that my daughter had pneumonia, and they were placing her in the hospital. And my daughter is 2 years old. She just turned 2 years old, and she's my heart. She's the apple of my eye. And when I heard that, my heart said, and I said, I can't preach this message today. I can't say nothing. And God said, distractions come, but son, you got to go on. Why? Because my healing hand is moving. While you're preaching, I'm moving. While you're preaching, I'm turning it around. You can't let a distraction bother you. So I grabbed her in the spirit. She's not where I'm at right now because I'm on the road, but I grabbed her in the spirit. And I said, God, do this thing. This distraction came for a reason. This message came for a reason. Can we break bread together? Can we stop all the foolishness that's going on in the kingdom of God and start to break bread together, to strengthen one another, to build one another? Can we get out of the competition syndrome? Can we stop putting a competition on, I've got the best choir. He preaches the best. He hoops the best. He has this, he has that. God says to get away from the distractions. Be who I made you. I didn't make everybody cheat. I didn't make everybody buy it. But I gave you a unique anointing. Get the distractions out the way and know who you are in me. Walk in holiness. Let the Holy Ghost of God stand up mighty and boldly in you. God is wondering today, do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I preached a message on Sunday. Father, can you hear me now? It's just like Verizon has its own saying. You used to hear the little man on everywhere you go. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? In God, there's no dead zone. God will never drop you. You will be the one to drop him. God is saying on today, do you dare to trust me? God is saying, will you let a distraction keep you from growing where I need you to be in me? God wants to do some great things in our lives, saints. He said, Paul, for so had he appointed minding himself to go afoot. Understand something today, that it's time for you to step out. Some of you, it's time for you to work harder in your ministries that you are in your homes and in your home churches. And some of you that are pastors and leaders and elders and everything in the fivefold ministry, it's time for you to step up. It's time for you to move out and stop the distractions hinder you. There's somebody that's waiting that life needs to be changed through the word of God through you. There's somebody's life that is dependent on you. You've got to understand within this hour that the greatness is upon you. He says in the 34th chapter, he says, yea, you yourself know that these hands have ministered to you and to them that were with me. Understand, Paul said, understand that those that are around me, that I preach to them and equip them enough for the battle as well. You got to ask yourself, are you breaking bread enough with the saints? That's the reason why I have a problem with leaders in the kingdom of God that have armor bearers. There's nothing wrong with armor bearers and adjectives and things like that because I truly believe it. But there's something wrong when the saints of God can't get to their leader to pray. You got to set up an appointment with me because of the timing and the hour when people are dying. Because they need the word of God. They need you to take some time with them. They need us. So we got to do like what Paul is saying. He said now, he said, these hands have ministered to the nurses and to them that were with me. I'm ministering, but he said, these hands, not my elder, not my armor bearer, not my altar workers, but these hands, my hands. But nowadays, we done got 21st century to where the leaders don't want to work no more. They got people doing the work that God has commenced them to do.
Yes.
When will we just do what it is that God tells us to do and stop trying to be so pretty with this thing? We have to do what it is that God is equipping us to do within this hour of our lives. we are going somewhere in God, and that place that he's trying to take us is higher than where we get rid of the distractions. It says, I have showed you all things, how that soul labor, you ought to support the weak. How many of us are supporting the weak? Now, the weak means those that are weak in their body and those that are weak in their mind, those that are weak in their spirit, man, those that are going through it and have nobody there. Are you there to strengthen them? Are you there to talk to them? I get tired of these cliches to where people say, I don't fool with them. They ain't got what I got. I can't mess with them. I can't deal with them because their spirit ain't as strong as mine. They're going to pull my spirit down. How are they going to pull you down? God didn't just equip you with the anointing that he gave you just for yourself. He equipped you with you so that you can strengthen others. But we get this thing twisted. We don't want to give the gifts of the Holy Spirit, teach people about the anointing of God and how to build. And once you receive the Holy Ghost of God, you got power. You got power to be able to just tread upon serpents and to walk and to build and to grow. We don't want to focus in on those things. How long, T.I.? He says to support the weak and to remember the words that the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. How many people do you know today that's giving more than receiving? We feel like it's the other way around. If I receive and somebody give to me, I'm good to go. But we don't feel like giving nothing to nobody else. We got to change our mentality. We got to change our mindset and be what God has said. We got to do in this hour what God has commissioned us to do, people of God. We got to stop playing with the works of God. We got to stop saying we're doing the will of God whenever we're not focused enough to do the will of God. When distractions come, how will you respond? When your bills are due, when your back is up against the wall, when you've lost your job, when money is not flowing, concluding, will you praise him the same? Will you worship the same? Will you walk with him the same? God has some questions for you to answer on today. God wants to know, can I break bread with you? Can I continue to invest the anointing that I'm placing in you in you? Are you going out and strengthening those that are weak? Are you going out sharing with people of God? I don't have no problem with honoraria. People can do what they want to do. But I think that, you know, that a servant is not worthy of his hire. I have a problem when people are looking at ministers and saying, yeah, if you want me to come, you got to have 500. You got to have 10,000. You got to have 55,000. And all this other crazy mess. Because I feel like that the word God equipped you and put that word in your belly for it to come forth to change somebody's life. But instead, we're focused on our economy and the things around us. When the Bible already tells us that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein, so our daddy owns everything. So why must I have all this money to do the will of God, to strengthen the weak and do what I say I'm called to do? That's the question. Some people are saying they're called to do something, but they ain't. They got a great hoop. They got a great holler. They got the motions of everything, but they don't have no anointing. They're not getting rhema word from God. But see, they're able to get away with it because of the fact that emotions is what drive people. God Almighty, catch that revelation. Emotions is what drive people.
All right.
A woman that's been hurt, if a man breaks her heart, her emotions makes her cry. If a man has been hurt by a woman, sometimes he'll say, I'm a man, I can't cry. But sometimes he'll break down and cry because it hurts so bad.
Ooh.
We got to get away from an emotional type church because our God is not a God of emotions.
Ooh.
We got to come back to the realization of who he is. We got to understand that God wants us to return back to where we strengthen people. That's why the Bible says as many are called, but few are chosen. Because the chosen remnant of the people don't care about the money. They care about the saints. There's too many distractions going on in the kingdom of God. If you don't have the money for me, whenever I come, I can't come to preach for you. If you don't have things in order, I can't come for you. Okay, what is your order? What is different than the order of God, the origin of God? So God is saying today, can I Can we break bread together? Can I invest in you? Can I allow, if I give this to you, will you share it with someone? Or will you be greedy? God of mercy. God said, stop being greedy with my anointing because it's not yours, it's mine. It belongs to me.
What?
But are you ready for what I have? We don't like that scripture. We don't like that I show you all things, how so labor, you ought to support the weak. You ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. Not the words of man, not the words of Apostle Johnson, but the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Oh, no, I worked hard for this. This was mine. If they want it, they need to go out and work too. Granted. But sometimes you got to open your heart and say, God, what do you want me to pour out today? It's not always your clothes, your money, everything. Sometimes it's the word that's in your mouth, the word that's down in your belly that can come out and strengthen somebody. The Bible tells us we're overcome by the words of our testimony. So, therefore, there's something that you might have gone through that somebody's about to commit suicide over, and you tell them about how you overcame it, and God blesses their life. God of mercy today. We better get a hold of God while there's yet still time. Because God says, I'm sick of supping with people that are just trying to hold me in a box. I'm here for everybody. My anointing is great. I say this to you today. Don't be a distraction to the kingdom of God. And when distractions come, how will you respond? Will you respond with a praise? Paul went right down and embraced the man and grabbed him and said, there's life here, but I got to finish the work that God has sent me here to do. I can't stop because the distraction being that he sat here and fell asleep. He fell asleep on the word of God that's been sent for him. And obviously it was sent to keep his life, because if it wasn't for the power of God and anything there, he probably would have been dead. Because we know the nature of falling from a building or story or stairs or anything, you're at risk of breaking your neck and dying. But we got to understand today, we got to bury some things. And then, Adrian, we got to bury some things. God is wanting the people of God to know whatever it is that is trying to keep you stagnant and from growing and from doing the will of God, bury it on today. Dig a hole and bury it. Some things are buried 6 feet deep, but when we're in major cities, we understand that they dig graves 18 feet deep because there's so many people that live in a city. So they dig it deep enough to where three people can be buried in the same place. They build a normal hole for a burial. It's 6 feet deep. They build it, they dig it to that perimeter so that it will be under the ground at a place to where the water level and things that have to grow under the ground cannot bring up that grave. God, because anything that's buried has to stay dead. Some of you in your life today need to let some things die so God can increase you, so God can grow you to that place that he's trying to take you to. Let some things die on today. Get rid of some stuff. Get rid of some people. There's friends that you got to let go. There's loved ones you have to let go. Because if they're not going in the direction that you're going, you got to let them go. God is saying, can I break bread with you today? God of mercy, can I break bread with you? God wants to know, can I truly invest in you? Acts chapter 20 is a chapter to where we've got to reflect on the things. There was a lot of great teaching here that Paul did, that he had to go and he had to teach and to empower people. That was the most powerful thing. He said it's better to give than to receive. It wasn't the words of him, but it was the words of Jesus. So we got to start pouring out things. We got to start helping the people of God. The church was built for that, but we got all this money in church. I was reading in the newspaper about 5 months ago, a church that had a leader in their church arrested that had embezzled $150,000. If a person can embezzle $150,000 and you still got money in your church to function, why is there so many people on the streets that are hungry, that are battered, that aren't getting any support or anything that they need from the church? Am I saying the church is supposed to supply everything? No. But I'm saying we're supposed to be a help to the weak.
Amen.
Am I saying that every time that somebody's light bill is due that we ought to pay it? No, because people have to learn responsibility.
Okay.
But I'm saying that we do have to be a help to people in the kingdom of God in this world. Because us helping a sinner man helps a sinner man come closer to God. It helps them see that the love of God is being shown. Because we don't have that agape love anymore. We don't have that love of Christ anymore. Why? Because we're stuck on ourselves. Get out of the me mentality. Let God raise you to that place. My subject on today to you was, can we break bread together? My subtopic to you and my question was, when distractions come, how do you respond? I tell you today, people of God, respond with a praise. My praise right now. And my work right now is going to my daughter's body. Her body's being healed even now. And I speak it out of my mouth as a prophet of God because it's so.
Yes,
God. But the distraction came. But after the distraction came, I embraced it. I'm on Saya. Hannah is born to be a worshiper. So I know that there's nothing that's going to kill her off. I know there's nothing that's going to fret her body. She's just going through a little syndrome. She's just going through a little thing. But guess what? It's been that assignment has been canceled and sent back to hell from which it came. Why? Because my daughter was created to worship. She was given to me as a worshiper. She was given to me as a gift from the Lord.
Yes,
so I have to not be distracted within this hour. I just have to know that I know that I know that I know what God is saying. People of God, I say to you, don't be distracted by whatever's happening in your life and in your circle right now. But stay steadfast, unmovable, and always abiding in the works of the Lord. God bless you on today.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Amen. What a word, what a word, what a word. I tell you, whoo, God, we've been getting some words. The Bible says you inexcusable, O man, whomsoever ye may be. God has a record. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look into these archives. You know you can listen to these messages again. If you missed anything, you can go back and listen to these messages again. But what I love about it is God is keeping us. Hallelujah. And every day we get, see, we're not just on this line playing church. I believe every vessel that God sends on this line to send a word, not just to the callers, but to the listeners on the internet, those that go back into the archives, those that get into the chat room, those that go back and tell their friends, what a word, what a word, what a word. I'm telling you, every time the Lord used a man and woman of God to speak what does say the Lord, a record is being recorded in heaven. So we won't be able to tell anybody, Lord, I didn't hear that. He's going to say, oh, yes, you heard it. Because on February the 21st, 2013, hallelujah, Apostle Timothy Johnson asked the question, can we break bread together? Amen, amen. Then he said, what is distract? Can anything distract you? What is distracting you today? Hallelujah. We have had about 26 or 27 people coming in and off of this line today. The Acts of the Apostles, he's already preached about Paul laying on the young man. Hallelujah. He's already have given us the word today. So it's nothing I can do. I can't add to it, and I can't take away. I open up with Deuteronomy 28, and the Lord impressed upon me to open up with that scripture, because guess what? We want to be blessed. We want to receive the promises, but we don't want to obey God's word. You will not be blessed, and you will not stand on the promises of God if you are disobedient. Hallelujah. You will not stand, and you will not be able to receive the promises if you are disobedient. What is distracting you? See, we've gotten our focus off, like Apostle Johnson just finished teaching and preaching. When I came into this thing almost 30 years ago, guess what? The saints loved when you call a shut-in. They loved to be at all-night prayer. Hallelujah, because guess what? Whatever they was going through, they know after they got with the saints, because the Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man avail it much. I bless Apostle Johnson for being able to continue on. And see, that's what we got to do, because the enemy's going to send us the bad reports. But the Bible says, whose report are you going to believe? See, he could have believed the report of those that brought him the message about his daughter. But he chose to believe the report of the Lord. And the report of the Lord says he will live and not die. The report of the Lord says, hey, don't get distracted, son. Don't get distracted. I have Hannah in my hands. Hallelujah. And I made this girl. I gave her to you. Hallelujah. So since I gave her to you, you have to entrust me. Entrust me with her life. Know that I'm going to bring out. Yeah? God is going to bring that child out. And I applaud you and I salute you for going on, doing what the Lord has given you to do. And that's what we all have to do. We have to grab a hold to this gospel. We just can't read this word. Hallelujah. We have to apply it. Now faith is what? Hey, you got to speak to these situations. And you got to know that for God I live and for God I die. And I tell you what, you can't do the work of the Lord. You can't be taking care of God's business, and he don't take care of yours. Hallelujah. While you sleep, he's making a way for you. Hey, God, I bless you today. Thank you for that word on today. Hallelujah. Can we break bread together? Can we sit down and reason with one another? I was on the phone this morning, holding a Bible class this morning, almost an hour Bible class, not debating, but going over this scripture, these scriptures, giving somebody a better understanding. We ain't all got it, people. Every denomination is claiming we're walking in truth. Hallelujah. All the atheists, they say they're walking in the truth because they don't even believe in God. Hallelujah. Everybody's claiming I'm walking in truth. But I tell you one thing. See this word? From Genesis to Revelation, it's going to testify against who. It's going to tell a story one day who was walking in truth, who had the truth. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. It's not no 15, 20 different baptisms. It ain't no 15 different gods. It ain't no 15, 20 different Holy Ghosts. It's one Holy Ghost. It's one Father, and it's one Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I bless him today. I thank God for that word on today. Can we sit down and break the bread together? Hallelujah. We're going to continue to allow Satan to divide us. Hallelujah. He said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. God. Hallelujah. I ain't preaching over the man of God because I don't do that. The word have gone forth. And he'll be back on tomorrow for part two. Hallelujah. We're moving on into the 21st chapter of the book of Acts. We almost, we done walked through this. If you all haven't received anything from all of these messages from chapter 1 in the book of Acts, and now we're on 21 tomorrow. We started out with Acts 1 in the very powerful verse 8 said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. This scripture alone did not, Jesus did not tell his disciples that he was sending back the baptism of water. He said he promised to send them the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the power. That's what he was talking about when he was in the upper room. He was going to endure them with power. They were going to be endued with power. Hallelujah. Peter is the one that told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter said that, not Jesus. Peter said it. But Jesus in over in Matthew, and over in the book of Matthew, that's when Jesus told his disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Now, how are we going to disannul? How are we going to know? Not disannul. How are we going to know what Jesus said? But we're going to oppose with Peter. No, the devil is a lie. Anything Jesus said, Jesus said to Peter, he was giving him the keys of the kingdom. He said, upon this rock, Peter, will I build my church. Hallelujah. But please know, Peter is not the great authority. Jesus is. Because the Lord God spoke from heaven and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. And all power. Then Jesus testified before he told his disciples. Jesus testified and said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. All power have been given. When you see the letters read, this is Jesus talking. Hallelujah. All power have been given to me. Hallelujah. In heaven and earth. Matthew 28:18. Jesus declared that. Now you think Peter is greater than Jesus? The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Peter could never be greater than Jesus. Hallelujah. Peter didn't die for our sins. The Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins. Amen. We still have about 16 callers on the line, and I'm going to each and every one of you all on today. Let me start with some of those that not on every day. I'm going to Sister Donna Shaw, and then to Evangelist Cummings. I'll go come back up to you, Evangelist, or Ella Gates. Amen. Sister Shaw, God bless you on the day. Glory to God.
I had to unmute. God bless you on this day. Oh, God, this figure, every day is just been a treat for me, and I just thank God because I'm learning things that's strengthening my spirit and my soul, the distraction. It's teaching me that it's some things in my life that I know have created a distraction and I need to remove, you know. And I'm just thanking God for the strength of the word that allowed me to go back and study and get the word again. And it's just strengthening me. I thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Bernard and Apostle Johnson. The word was really mighty, and I'm just looking forward to tomorrow's treat. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to go to Mother Space, and then I'll come on to Evangelist Cummings. Ah, God, I bless you today. Woo, Jesus. I bless him today. Mother Space.
Oh, amen. Praise ye the Lord. God bless everyone on the line and the awesome men of God that comes on, and Elder Gates, hallelujah, and truly Apostle Johnson, bless you, and badges for the work you're doing in the Lord. And I just kept on hearing, whose report do you believe? The song,
come on,
we shall believe the report of the Lord. I'm just over here rejoicing. His report says Hannah is healed. Hallelujah. His report says, hallelujah, we are free. But hallelujah, I just give God for that word and how distraction is a major thing in the body of Christ. And as a woman of God just spoke to Gadoff and said, she recognized through the message there's some distractions that she needs to move. That's the beginning, saints. Hallelujah. When we can recognize, when that word can be a mirror, when we look in the mirror and that mirror and that finger points back at you and say, okay, Lord, I got some distractions. I got some distractions. Hallelujah. In my own life, I'm checking out one out today. Is this a distraction, Lord? Hallelujah. Well, all the while he was preaching, I said, Lord, is this come to distract? Hallelujah. So that's the beginning, saints, how we can break bread together. Hallelujah, of dealing with the distractions. And thank that woman of God that just came on and said she recognized that this message, that's what the word, when it's preached, amen, hallelujah, is a discerner of the intents of our hearts. And hallelujah, it's causing us to look in the mirror and check our own selves. Oh, hallelujah, thank you for the word. Glory to God, where we've been distracted, we're not able to come together. Hallelujah. And break bread together. Thank you, Apostle, for that word. I don't want to say too much, but I believe in, and we've been in prayer for the baby, knowing that baby is healed, and thank you for moving forward. And what a great day today. God used this message that when the distraction came to stop you, you press forward. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to Evangelist Cummings, then the Lady Carol, and then we're going to go to Elder Gates, and then we see some new callers on the line, and we will get to you if you just be patient. We will get to you to give you an opportunity to respond to that awesome word on today. Evangelist Cummings, God bless you. Evangelist Cummings.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. And we just thank God for his healing virtue for the baby Johnson, that God has healed her, and we thank him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we want to bless the Lord for the words that have come forth today. It was a blessing. I thank God for the word. And we have to, when the word comes forth and we hear truth, we have to receive it and embrace it. Mm-hmm. And that we might use it and apply it, because that was truth today. It was truth. And how that the young man, how he fell asleep, and how that sometimes we'll nod in church. And it's nothing but a distraction where the enemy is keeping us from hearing the word of God. But I thank God for just the words that have been preached and taught today. And I receive it. I receive it. And God bless you, and God bless the speaker today. And we just thank God for all that we've heard. We just embrace it in our hearts and in our minds. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Evangelist Cummings will be speaking for us on Tuesday, and Mother Faith will be speaking on Wednesday. So we're already lining up for next week. So be in tune. I'm going to be calling some of you all for next week and the following week. So stay tuned. Keep your lines open. Don't ignore my call when you see my number. Amen. Amen. We're going to Elder Lady Carol. God bless you. I'm sorry. God bless you, Lady Carol. Lady Carol, you might have a phone on mute. So we're going to Elder Gates, then we're going to go to Faithful after Elder Gates, and then we're going to get some of the other callers that I'm not really familiar with, their numbers. Amen. Elder Gates?
Certainly. Yes, ma'am.
God bless
certainly
you.
Certainly we bless God for the word of God on today and to Apostle Johnson, the man of God that was used to give unto us the bread of life, and to Evangelist Bernard, to you as well. Certainly, we want to make sure that what we pay attention to is how the enemy, how cunning the enemy is to try to do whatever he can to get our minds off of what God is trying to do. And the thing I love is that, you know, how Paul, when he saw the distraction, he, before he even addressed the situation that caused the distraction, he addressed the people and told them, he stilled them so that he can deal with the distraction itself. Because oftentimes, you know, if you can deal with the distraction, but sometimes people's minds are still wondering, oh man, what just happened? wow, that was terrible. Wasn't that terrible? You know, and they still ain't listening to nothing you said, you know, after all that. They done forgot everything you said before. And that one moment, you know, it just shows how cunning the enemy is when he comes in, and he creates one disturbance, and he just disrupts the entire, you know, the entire situation that was given for us to, you know, to fellowship. And and there again, you know, when he talked about can we break bread together, I think that oftentimes, you know, one aspect of church, and I say that with the sense of the scripture, one aspect of church that we actually do miss and that we lack severely in today is the fellowship of the saints. Because, you know, throughout the book of Acts, you will see that the saints were gathering in people's houses. And I know we have buildings that we have set up now. I know that we have all these other, you know, situations that we can do. But, you know, formats like this with the Blog Talk Radio and formats where the saints of God can gather in other places beside the physical building of the church, where we can, you know, go back, you know, from heart to heart and breast to breast and share the things of God, share the word of God, so that, you know, we can minister to one another, you know, in a more personal way. And, you know, we, and I hate to say it, but it is true, you know, because of our technology in this day, our technology has robbed us of some of the, you know, purity of our fellowship. You know, we can become so distracted. It's a good thing. It's a good tool in its place, but oftentimes we choose to replace. You know, even I'll say this, and I'm gonna complete because I want evangelists to get to the other callers. But I say this to even my children. Sometimes my children be in the next room and they try to text me from their phone. Don't text me. Come in my room and talk to me. You conversate with me. You know, and just stuff like that, you know, and I think that we miss a lot when we don't understand the closeness of what the body of Christ is designed to be, because, you know, half of, you know, part if we can take it even in this context of distraction, part of the distraction was because, you know, the enemy was trying to divide us. He was trying to sever that closeness, that community of believers. And so, amen. God bless you, man of God, for the word of God on today. And back to you, evangelist.
Amen, amen. True. We got to know the day and the time that we're living in. Amen. We're going to Faithful. And I tell you, this one young woman, I just love her. Mother States, I have adopted her as one of my own. I tell you, I certainly appreciate her working closely with me. And she's just nice and just kind. I don't, you know, I haven't been with her 30-some-odd years like you have, Mother Pete.
You can have her do a little while, girl.
You know, with these children, with our daughters and our sons, our biological children, you know, we know them. And every time, you know, sometimes my kids, I remember when these grandkids was real young and they flew them up. My daughter was still living, and I flew them up to Los Angeles, and my little granddaughter and my niece were together. They were probably about 4 or 5 years old, and the people on the plane was commending me and telling me how beautiful they was and how well-behaved they were. And I said, honey, better be. They know better. I said, but if all they know, they had to act right on this plane. But after we get off the plane, then I had my challenges with them. Amen. So we just thank God for Faithful. She, you know, if you all, those of you that's on the line that have ministries and you need to, you know, you evangelize and evangelist Cummins and what have you. Many times we don't get those speaking engagements and we don't get those doors open because we're not looking like nothing. You got to look like something now. Come on now. Ain't nobody going to ask you to come preach and teach for them and you don't even have a business card. You know, you writing your number on you, and I'm digressing a little bit, you know, from the remarks. But we have to be serious about ministering. We have to look like Jesus wants us to look. Jesus don't want us to represent him as cops. you know, like they say, you know, I'm from New Orleans, don't be half-stepping. If you ain't going to step all the way, don't half-step. So we have to work on our image. Yes, we have to live a walk certain perspective. Yes, we have to live a life with integrity. But guess what? We all have to work on ourselves. We have to work on this ministry. You got to go and have you some professional photo shoots. You can't just let folks just take your pictures with the cell phone and you got all this stuff in the background, all your kitchen pots behind you. Come on. You can't put that on no business card, no flyer with all your kitchen zinc in the back of you. Amen. So anyway, she will help you. But go and get you a professional photo shoot. You can get a professional photo shoot for about $20 or $30. Hallelujah. When you get ready to make your flyers and you get ready to do your conferences or you get ready to send out a letter of invitation, you want them people. Let me move on. God bless you, Faithful. But Faithful,
amen,
I help you, so
amen.
You need to talk with her, okay? God bless
That's going to be a whole other show in itself, amen. Anyway, we thank God for the word that came today. All I could hear is developing a vision of victory, but living from the, you know, living in the Spirit, by the Spirit, you know, basically applying what, you know, the revelations and the word of God to our life, staying strong in the midst of everything that comes to distract us, beset us from what God is doing in our life. And let me say, you know, especially to Apostle Timothy, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God is doing for your life, for your obedience. Hannah is healed, and your ministry and so much more, God is going to begin to continue to raise you up, man of God. Thank you for going forth and speaking the words into the people of God's life. We receive it in the name of Jesus, and we speak healing to your life and everything that God needs to do in your life, even the more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to area code 910, and the last four of your numbers, 9434. Can you greet us?
Hello?
Yes, God bless you. Who are we speaking with?
Pastor Carol.
Pastor Carol? Pastor Carol, would you like to have any remarks? Pastor Carol? Okay. Well, let's move on. We're going to area code 919, and the last four of your number is 4733. Can you greet us, caller?
Yes, hi. My name is Tierra Austin. I'm Apostle Tim Johnson's sister.
Oh, God bless you.
How
you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Would you like to have any remarks?
Yeah, I enjoyed the word. It was a great word, and I love my brother, Pastor Tim Johnson.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for tuning in and listening to us today. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Amen. We're going to Minister Mims. God bless you, Minister Mims.
God bless you. Praise the Lord to everyone in their respectful places. I give honor to God for this line and, you know, for the word that comes forth every day. I thank God for what you're doing. I thank God for the word that was brought forth today, because we each need a reminder each and every day, you know, because there are so many things that come to distract us. So we do need to be on our guard and stay prayed up. And, man of God, I thank you for the word. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. We're going now. Thank you, Sister Mims. We're going to same area code. No, I'm sorry. 910 area code. And the last four of your numbers, 7741. Can you greet us?
Greeting. God bless you. This is Prophet Carlos. Thank God for the opportunity to hear the message today. And thank God for Apostle Johnson, which is my brother indeed. We give God praise for you and the evangelist that hosts this line. We love you indeed and know that with distractions come our perseverance, and not only perseverance, but through the distractions, it makes it seem like that it's a screen smoke, a smoke screen, but you got to look through the smoke screen to see what God is actually doing. So we thank God for the word and what God is yet still doing, and he's moving strategically through the man of God, and I thank God for what God is doing with Apostle Johnson, which is my brother. We great May grace and peace be loved unto you, and God bless you.
Amen, amen. Now, is this Pastor Carlos Pearson?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. He spoke to us on last week a wonderful, wonderful word. If you want to go back into the archives, you can go back to last Thursday. Prophet Carlos Pearson had a beautiful word. Thank you for tuning in today. We certainly praise God for you, Prophet Carlos.
Bless you.
Amen, amen. We're going to area code 609. And the last four of your number is 1773. Can you greet us?
Yes, how are you this evening?
Beautiful. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Can you give us your name?
I'm sorry?
Can you give us your name?
Yes, my name is Tamara McCray.
Tamara McCray?
Yes.
Okay, who invited you on the line?
My sister, Minister Lenora Mims.
Oh, Sister Mims. Okay, God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you, God bless you as well.
Good, did you want to have any remarks?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to have a comment?
I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed it a lot.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for all that we have heard on today. I tell you, it was a on-time word. Can we break bread together? This man has preached under the anointing of God. And remember that subtopic. Hey, don't be distracted. We can't let nothing distract us during this season. Amen. So we're going to go back to, again, I want you all to remember that tomorrow morning, those of you that's on the website, on the West Coast, I'll be speaking tomorrow morning on, and let me close out some of these lines. Can you all mute the phone? I'm not able to get right to the switchboard right now. Can you all please mute the phone? Amen, amen.
We can treat
me now. Okay. God bless you all. So we want you all to know that tomorrow morning I'll be speaking for WDJZ, 15:30 a.m. at 9:30 tomorrow morning, and that is Pacific time, and it's 12:30 Eastern time. It's a 30-minute show, so we invite you all to tune in tomorrow morning for that broadcast. Also, remember my girlfriend and one of our sisters in Christ, Evangelist Lucilla Williams. She has launched a ministry called Yes, I Care Ministry, and she has a prayer line that comes on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I don't have the information before me, but you can certainly call me, and I will give you that information. And also, Mother Minister Patricia Faith, we like Minister Faith is still on the line. Evangelist Lucilla is not on the line, and she can't give you that information. So we want my speech to give you her information for her prayer line and her Sunday meeting on Sunday. God bless you. Minister Faith.
Amen. Well, to God be the glory. Amen. It's just that you can, from if you're on the Facebook, you pull up Minister Patricia Spates, and all that flyers will be on the wall. But tonight we have the Decree and Declare Night over our nation and city at 6 p.m. California time. Where we have decree and declare the word of God. Friday night also is watch night. We do 9 to 12 Pacific time, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, where we're watching old-fashioned style as we did in the Church of God in Christ. And just go on, if you got a Facebook, Minister Patricia Spates, and you'll go on my timeline on the wall and find that information regarding the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday service. Sunday, the Lord's Church of Restoration, 9 a.m., Pacific time, where we have a powerful word to bring to the people of God, where God is restoring. Thank you for that opportunity. Amen.
Amen. Also, I want to go back to see if Lady Carol, is she available, Lady Carol? Carol Stafford? I still see her number. But anyway, we're going to go back to our speaker for the hour again. He will be ministering again for us on tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow. Amen. And on Monday, we're going to take a break, and we're going to have a life coach, Sister Deborah Ballard, will be speaking to us about choose you, choose me. So you don't want to miss next week. And also Tuesday, Evangelist Thomas and Mother Faith will be on Wednesday, and we'll give you the following lineup as the week progresses. Amen. So we're going back to Apostle Johnson, and we just want to continue to pray for this man of God and continue to pray for his daughter, Hannah, and pray that God will definitely do the work that he is going to do. He's already working it out right now on her behalf. So we're just trusting God for the finished work of his baby's life. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. We certainly appreciate that word for today. So we're giving it back into your hands, and you can make the final comments and close us on out with prayer. If we have no more remarks, and I think we've covered everybody. My sister Dawn is on the line. Usually she's at work. I don't know if she's available, but I'll check with her. God bless you, Pastor Johnson.
Amen, amen. Truly, we give honor to God for his word on today. I was certainly honored. There's so many people there with us. There's someone on the line, I think the last four, the number. It's a 910 area code 4722. Do you see that by any chance?
47 is the last number.
4722.
Is the last number.
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to see if you saw that, because I saw something that was sent to me on another board. Or I need to check and see. Let me see.
Daddy. Is it a 910?
Yeah, that's it. I hear my daughter in the background. My daughter's back there rejoicing, saying, "Dad, Dad."
I heard her.
And I just praise God for her, because I told her mom to put her up, to let her hear me. And when she hear me preach, she always say, "Dad, Dad, Dad, Dad." She calling my name while I'm preaching and trying to get my attention. And so I heard her preaching. I mean, I heard she would listen. Let her mom let her hear while she heard the message today. And so I thank God that my baby is getting strength, and my baby's calling on her daddy. And your daddy's on his way to you, baby. I'm on my way to you. I'm almost back in the city. I'm on my way to you.
Well, that's no, those numbers are open. I don't know which one it is.
Hello.
But
no,
I hear you, Stinker.
Number. Can the mother see? Is with the daughter? Can somebody see?
She's fine. She's back
Daddy.
There. I heard her call. Yes, baby, that I hear.
Can I talk? Let me talk. Talk.
It's
okay, let me talk.
Okay, you can hold a line, because my daughter is probably not going to want to give that phone up.
Okay.
But I do honor God just for hearing that she's there, and that she's hearing her daddy's voice and hearing her daddy preach, and that she's happy in the Lord, and that she's da-da and da-da. So I know if I'm hearing that my baby's doing better and better and better. So I thank God for you, saints of God, for praying for my baby and my baby calling her daddy name. So I know she's doing better, because she wasn't talking and moving around and saying nothing to anybody. But now she's doing some things, so I honor God for it. And I honor God for each and every one of you. The word has been good food to my soul on today. You always send strength of encouragement when we come on this line together and we gather together. There's a lot of strength and unity. And I thank God for you all on today. I thank God
for you, Evangelist Adrian, believing in the God that's inside of me. I thank God for you, Elder Gates, for encouragement and in prayer and strengthening. I thank God for you, Mother Spence. You know I love you so dearly. You're a prayer warrior, and you're someone that just trusts and believes God and what God is doing in my life, and you encourage me so greatly. And I honor God for all of God's people, everyone that came on the line today, my family. It has made me happy. My soul is really happy right now, and I just thank God for you on today. And I just pray that the anointing of God will continue to rest with us and continue to be with us. And I continue to pray for my daughter that God will continue to finish the work.
Amen, amen. Let's go to Mother Faith. We're going to let Mother Faith pray for Hannah right now in the name of Jesus. Mother.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, honey. Hannah's been prayed for. When we got the word, we the destiny protector start praying. But, Father, we just give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah for touching Hannah Johnson, that little baby today. We hear the joy when she said, Daddy. We heard the healing process in her body. We thank you right now that the effectual prayer of the righteous do avail much. Glory to God. And we thank you for your continually healing power in her body. Because we believe the report of the Lord. We believe that Hannah Johnson is healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we give you glory, Father. Hallelujah. For touching her body. Hallelujah. Touching in her lungs and driving out pneumonia, driving out every bacteria, every virus and germ that has touched her body. It dies instantly because she's an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And Father, even now, anyone on this line need a touch. Glory to God. In their bodies, that same healing anointing is flowing, God. Hallelujah. Just is making Hannah hold. It's making those on this line that need a touch in their body right now. Hallelujah. I hear the word of the Lord. Be made whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you have broken bread together with my word and my servant today. Hallelujah. The bread was given to the children. Hallelujah. Healing belongs to the children. And you have taken the bread of life today. Now be made whole, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for sending your word to heal Hannah, to heal us all. Because we believe in the report of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody on this line need to say, I'll live and not die. I don't know who is that for, hallelujah, but somebody needs to open their mouth and decree in the atmosphere, hallelujah, I'll live and not die, I will live to declare the work of the Lord. I know, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, but we have to go on, but I got to bring a word that is given, hallelujah, right now concerning the word that the man of God brought. Hallelujah, there in Acts 21, when he talks about this healing, blessed is the man. Listen, this is why we must obey God's word, be a doer of the word, break bread together, house to house, as he said, glory to God, hallelujah. There what he was talking about, hallelujah, in 35 in here, glory to God, and I show you all things how to so that laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, yes, how he said it is more blessed to give than receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me share how the blessed is the man that considereth the poor. Hallelujah. The weak and support them. And blessed is the man that considereth the poor, for God will preserve them and keep them alive. And when they're sick, he'll make up the bed of affliction. Glory to God. There'll be no sickness. There'll be no disease when you do the word of the Lord, when you consider the weak, when you consider the feeble, when you even consider the poor in spirit, as the man preached. I'm getting this word now, and I'm going back down. But this is why we must be doers. We must, hallelujah, consider the weak and the and the less fortune, glory to God, and labor, hallelujah, with the weak, and remember the words of the Lord, how Jesus said it's better to give than to receive. Hallelujah, glory to God. Go out and pray for the sick. Go out and visit the poor and somebody on the street. Help the less fortune, glory to God. Some saint of God that need a touch in their body. Have faith in God, hallelujah, because I tell you, I stood on the word of God and Brother Space stayed alive on that scripture, Psalms 41, blessed is the man and woman that considers the poor, for God will preserve them when and keep them alive. And when they're sick, he'll make up their bed of affliction. Glory to God. So do the work of the Lord. Remember this word. Let's break bread together. Let's lay down these issues. Hallelujah. Come on, let's reason together. Let's fellowship together, because distractions are coming. But because, look at the baby, because he didn't let that distraction touch him, I heard healing in that baby's voice when she said, hey, Daddy. Hallelujah. Yeah. She's healed. Hallelujah. She's just going through the recovery process. In Jesus' name, be made whole, women and men of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Make no apology. That's what that was only when you released that prayer anointing for hallelujah healing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Glory. Glory.
Thank the Lord, because I yield to the Spirit of God. And when you yield to the Spirit of God, then the flesh has no control. Hallelujah. When you yield to the Spirit of God, then you let the Spirit of God have its free course. But it's because it's the Spirit that gives life. The Spirit gives life, not the flesh. Amen. So we thank God for today's broadcast. I tell you, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. I'm excited about these young men of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Because I could sit and break bread with anybody. Hey, I'm not afraid. When you know who you are, hey, when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you have no need to fear. You shouldn't let nobody intimidate you. You shouldn't be envious and jealous of nobody. The word of God, the woman yesterday, prophetess Glover, told us that guess what? You can't be jealous of somebody else's anointing, because guess what? God haven't given you their anointed. Their anointed. You can't get somebody else anointed and you think you're going to do what you do because of how they do it. No, you have to be anointed to do certain things. Amen. The Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. So we got to always know that. Thank you, God. Protect what God has given you. Work on the gifts and the talents that he has given you. And if you do that, you'll be the better for it. Because I can't do what Apostle Johnson did. I can't do what Mother Spade did. But that which the Lord has given me, I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to perfect that to the best of my ability. So God bless you. We're looking forward to seeing you all on tomorrow with part two. And remember to support the broadcast on next week and even the week after. We're winding down with this series, The Acts of the Apostles. On tomorrow, we'll be in chapter 22. Is it 21? We'll be in chapter 21, and next week on Tuesday, we'll pick up again with chapter 22. I hope I missed anybody on today that may have wanted and desired to have a remark. Let me go to my sister. I always miss her. She might be at home today. So let me see if I can open up her line. If not, sometimes these lines are crazy, and I can't even open up Apostle Johnson's line again. Amen. But anyway, we thank you all for tuning in and listening to us on today. Remember, we're on the broadcast Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. On Sunday morning, Minister Billy Burns hosts a segment on same
call-in number and everything, but she's on at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and her segment is called They Overcame. So she looks for those that have powerful testimonies, life-changing testimonies that you know could nobody do it but the Lord. And if God don't do it, it won't be done. So tune in. She'll bless you on early Saturday morning. And also on Friday, on Sunday morning, we're on for 30 minutes of prayer. And I know many of you are getting ready to go into your different houses of worship, but make a sacrifice, those that live on the West Coast, at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come on and have 30 minutes of early Sunday morning prayer. So we look forward to seeing you on tomorrow, and Apostle Johnson will be back with us on tomorrow. Nobody's line is open but Elder Gates. So I'm going to let Elder Gates just close us out with a word of prayer, and we're going to close out with Bow Down by Paul Martin. God bless you, Elder Gates. Can't open the line, but it comes down.
Amen. Father, we bless you today for you. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. God, we bless you today for your goodness and for your kindness, for the multitude of your tender mercy. We thank you, O God, for every word that has been spoken, God, unto your glory. We thank you, God, for every word that you have imparted unto us by your Spirit. We thank you, God, for every word of encouragement. We thank you, God, for the fellowship of the saints. We thank you, O God, for the bread of life that has been given unto us, that has nourished our souls, the water of life, God, that has been given to us to quench our thirst. And God, we are forever thankful for what you have done for us in this day. We are forever thankful, God, for what you have done for us in this day. And we give you glory and honor and praise today. Now, God, as we depart from each other, as we depart from this line in connection, God, over the airways, God, we pray that we maintain the fellowship of the Spirit, for your word declares that if we walk in the light as you are in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And, God, I thank you, God, for the continual fellowship that we have with one another. And I pray, God, for your continuous blessings and the continued flow of the anointing and the healing and the restoration of joy and everything that your people, God, stand in need of. I bless you, God, for what you are doing for them right now in Jesus' name and for his sake. Give Evangelist Adrienne Bernard rest on the week that she shall take. I pray for rest for her soul, rest for her body, rest for her mind. And then, God, I thank you for restoration and for refreshment so that, God, when she comes back, she will already have orders from you on what the next step is that she should take with this ministry. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing for us right now in the fellowship of the saints. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all as you let Paul Martin minister to you with this song, Bow Down. And remember, as you're out and about, tell somebody that Jesus saved, somebody that Jesus loved him. Amen. God bless you all. Have a Jesus day. This is Bow Down and Worship Him.
The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them, but I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For he alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshiped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. and the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name. Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. Bow down and worship Him.
God bless you all. Have a Jesus day.